signs at football stadiums, the verse that people say when they're trying to summarize the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. The verse many of us learned as children in Sunday school, I think it was the first verse of the Bible I memorized. But this whole story is a lot bigger than just that one verse. This week and in the next several weeks of Lent, we will see stories of Jesus meeting people. All through the Gospel of John, Jesus meets with people and talks with them. And the first story of those is the story of Jesus meeting with Nicodemus. We don't know much about Nicodemus, but we know he was a Pharisee, a leader of the Jewish people, a person who cared deeply about the scripture, who cared deeply about his faith in God. And we know that we will see him two times more in the Gospel of John. But this is the first time we see him and the only time we hear him speak with Jesus. He comes to Jesus at night, comes to Jesus in the dark, in a time when no one else would know he was there. You see, Nicodemus has seen what Jesus has done. He has questions. He's pretty sure this is something important. Jesus knows scripture like he does, debates scripture in the synagogue like he does, and does these signs that he can't quite understand. So Nicodemus wants to ask his questions, but he's cautious. He's careful. He doesn't want to throw himself wholeheartedly behind someone who he doesn't know. He doesn't want to accidentally go down the wrong path. In this third chapter of John, Nicodemus has this small budding faith in who Jesus is. But right now, he wants to keep that faith separate, set apart, not really affecting his day-to-day life, not really affecting his position as a Pharisee, what his friends think of him, how he acts in the light of day. So instead, he comes to Jesus at night, and he says, "Explain to me what's going on. We know you must be from God. The things you are doing, they couldn't be done by someone who isn't from God." And Jesus starts to talk with Nicodemus and has what seems to us maybe, and certainly seemed to Nicodemus, to be very puzzling answers. Nicodemus is asking what he thinks is a straightforward question: "Who are you, Jesus? What are you about?" And Jesus replies about being born again, born from above. I don't know, if we're in Nicodemus' shoes, we might think, "Well, it's a good thing I came to him and quietly at night, because this guy is crazy and I need to go. And no one will know I did this." But he stays and he keeps asking questions. "Nicodemus, what do you mean being born from above? I am grown. I can't be born again. I can't go back into my mother's womb and come out. What are you talking about, Jesus?" In this story, Nicodemus's faith is in the dark. It's like it's in the womb. Safe, separate, not really affecting the world around him or affected by it. And Jesus is telling Nicodemus, "Your faith needs to be born. Born into the light of the day. Come out of the safety of the womb and into the risk and vulnerability of the world, of all Spirit with Nicodemus, the Holy Spirit who will help the faith of Nicodemus and the faith of us all be born. And he says, the people of God, the people of the Spirit, they're like the wind. They move this way and that, and you don't necessarily know where they came from or where they're going, but they are moving, and you know they're there. That's what your faith is going to be like, he says to Nicodemus. Moved about. Of course, moving like the wind means only one thing. It means your faith is going to change. You are going to change. Just like a child born and growing, your faith is going to grow, to move in the light. Your faith will affect things and change things. We see Nicodemus twice more in the Gospel of John, first speaking up with the other Pharisees in favor of Jesus, supporting him in public, in the light of day, in front of those he cares for and respects, knowing he may lose some of that respect in what he's saying. And later, after Jesus has died, helping to find a place to put him to rest. A time when Nicodemus might have been shattered if he had been the same Nicodemus who met Jesus in the dark of night. Well, that person's gone. Must not have really been the Messiah. I'll just walk away. Instead, he offers himself, his money, his time, his reputation to lay this person to rest that he believes maybe is the Messiah. And we don't know beyond that. We don't see Nicodemus again, but imagine what his faith must have done when he heard about the resurrection. Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night in the dark, trying to keep his faith separate from the rest of his life, didn't stay that way. His faith was born from above, from the Spirit. His faith came out into the light, into everyday actions. His faith changed and changed him. This is hard work, this process of our faith being born, of living into a faith that isn't fully certain, as Nicodemus and all the disciples did, and as we are called to do day in and day out. In the season of Lent, we acknowledge our sin. We acknowledge that we might be holding back, trying to keep our faith safe in the walls of the church, trying to keep our faith safe from changing us, from vulnerability of people seeing it, from the world outside. And Jesus tells us, just like he told Nicodemus, your faith will be born. Come into the light. But we don't do that alone. And we get to that verse, that John 3:16, God loves this world so much that God sent Jesus, God's Son. God became human and vulnerable in the world out of love so that we would believe in him, so that we would be with him, so that we would have eternal life. Not just life in heaven with God after we die, but eternal life, abundant life, life in the light of day here and now. Because God loved the world. God loves Nicodemus, even when Nicodemus has questions and is uncertain. God loves those who come to him at night, just as God loves those who come to him in right